Welcome to Community Voices with Kara Lissa Thorne. And today we're going to be talking about domestic violence awareness because this month is October. So I have with me Molly Maid and I have Ray Piller. And I also have with me Michelle Meyer from Mutual Ground. So welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
So since you guys are both, I guess, in a mutual joint venture here supporting each other, why don't we start with you, Ray, and tell me how you're supporting each other.
Well, my wife and I started the franchise approximately 11 years ago. And part of that, the reason we chose Molly Maid is because they had the Miss Molly Foundation, a benevolent association, which we felt we needed to give back to the, you know, the public around us who were, you know, our customers. And as it turned out, it's been a great relationship because we've given every single year since we've been open a check to Mutual Ground. And this year we're increasing that. We gave a check to be a participant in the
Walk for Hope.
Walk
yes.
for Hope. And so my wife and I, Martha, will be walking this 18th, I believe it is.
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah. And we're really excited about that because you know, of course, we'll see our logo out there, but we'll also be able to meet some, you know, people that we know.
And you, Michelle, how did you start your organization, Mutual Ground?
Well, it started back in 1975 with a group of women, and they called themselves the Women's Development Council. And it started at Waubonsie Community College, where the women got together and said, what are the needs that are not being taken care of in our community revolving around women? And it came to light that domestic violence and sexual assault were issues that were happening and there was really no way to address those issues. So out of that and out of the domestic violence movement came Mutual Ground. And so we're actually, we'll be celebrating our 40th anniversary next year.
And what does your organization do for women? What are the principles or your values that you surround in your organization?
Sure. Well, Mutual Ground, we are free. So every service we provide is completely free. Every service we provide is completely confidential. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for women and men who are going through domestic violence and sexual assault issues. So we have two hotlines that we run 24 hours a day, and those hotlines, people can reach us and ask questions about domestic violence or sexual assault. If they're a victim themselves, they can get information about how we can help them. We also have a 24-hour domestic violence shelter where we have 28 beds and 7 cribs. We can help people get out of emergency situations. We have a hospital program where we respond to three area hospital emergency rooms when domestic violence victims or sexual assault victims present. We have a court advocacy program where we go to court with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault and help them get protective orders. We help them navigate the criminal justice system. We also have a youth advocacy program where we go into the schools and do counseling with kids when a social worker may notice that a child is having trouble academically because of something that's going on in the home. We also have a prevention education program where we're in a lot of area schools in our area, which is Southern Kane and Kendall County, and we're doing age-appropriate classes for kids, giving them information when they're young about personal body safety all the way up to high school. When we get to junior high, we talk to them about dating violence, and it's after those programs that we also have what's called private room. And just for an example, last month we had 18 disclosures by children with our advocates of things that were going on in the home that they needed help for. So we also have a sexual assault program where we have licensed clinical therapists available to speak with sexual assault victims and their significant others, because we know that both in domestic violence and sexual assault, it doesn't just affect the victim, it affects the entire family. And then we also partner with other area social service agencies to help victims of domestic violence and sexual assault with other needs they may have, whether it be substance abuse, mental health, even food. We partner with Marie Wilkinson Food Pantry so that they can get a box of food and maybe pay their light bill. So things as small as that to help really surround the people that come to our organization with the help that they need.
And one of the things I just want to mention while you were talking is apparently a lot of times people forget the last part of the meaning of the mutual of domestic violence awareness. And that's why we like doing the shows that you have, because it's one of those subjects that nobody wants to talk about. And it just goes unnoticed, and a lot of people need to know that such an organization exists so they can get help.
And Ray and Martha of Molly Maids, they help us immensely, not just with donations. Donations for the women that come into shelter, they help us with sponsorships, they help us actually provide the programming with those sponsorships, because we couldn't do what we do without help from organizations and companies like Molly Maid to keep those services going. We're trying really hard to be less dependent on government funding because we just can't.
Shrinks.
Yeah, we can't count on it. And so when companies like Molly Maid and Martha and Ray come in and they help us out with those financial donations, then we're able to help to keep going into those classrooms and talking to kids, to keep offering services in the emergency rooms and keeping our doors open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is no easy feat. And so it's really important to us to have this partnership. And they really have been doing it for a long time and really are a partner in this with us.
One of the things we do ask our clients during this month of domestic violence awareness is, besides a donation in funds, if they wish to, we also ask them for any toiletries that, of course, the shelter needs desperately. And so we usually get quite a turnout on that. We already have. The month isn't quite over yet, and we've got quite a bit, ready to take over to the shelter. And then, of course, we as a company also give to Mutual Ground.
Okay, so one of the things I'd love to talk about, because like you said, no one likes to talk about domestic violence and sexual assault, is I'd love to talk about some tips and tools and awareness we can actually give to the public, because this is a community voice show. So I'd like to get into some of those tips and tools. And also, since not everyone knows where you guys are located, let's step back a little bit. So let's go back to Molly Maid. Let's talk to Ray a little bit. And Ray, where are you located? Where is Molly Maid, your specific location?
Our office is located in North Aurora, Illinois. Our service territory goes north from here north to St. Charles and down south through Plainfield. So we have a very large area, and it takes about an hour to reach one end to the other. But we love what we do. I tell people all the time, basically, if there was a definition for retirement, and a definition was, well, doing what you like to do, I'm retired. Because Martha and I really love what we do.
And what would you say is, I always love to say, a mission statement of you. What does your company stand for?
I can get you our mission statement if you want to hang on for a second.
I want to hear from your heart. What is, for you and your wife, Martha, what do you guys stand for in your company? Because I think, seriously, people really want to know from you. I mean, a mission statement is a mission statement, and you have it written down. But what is it that you want the public to know that, as you started your company, what is it that your company stands for?
I can say, in a nutshell, our main thing that we can put as far as the description of the company is, we give people time. With today, people working, and the husband and the wife working outside the home, and they don't have much of a chance to spend with the kids. They certainly don't want to spend a day or two or the weekend cleaning their home. So we give people that time so that they can spend more time with their children. And of course, that's probably the biggest thing, but we do make a difference in many lives of people as well, because as an example, we have some elderly people that they just love to see the ladies come in because they don't get a chance to talk to very many people, and things like that. We try to pay attention to the lives, become part of who they are, and so that they can get to know us. And that's another one of the reasons, like we do in-home estimates for people. Well, we want them to feel comfortable with what we're doing, and feel comfortable with us as a company. And we know that we're going into their castle, and they're, a lot of people are very protective of that, and we want to make sure that they know that this company, who's been around a long time, is going to protect their property, and they're going to be perfectly safe in our hands.
Beautiful. And let's go back to Michelle. So what would you say, first of all, where are you located so people know where they can find you? And what would you say your company stands for?
So we're located in Aurora. It's 418 Oak Avenue, actually. We're kind of right down the street from Molly Maid. And our service area encompasses Geneva, Batavia, North Aurora, Aurora, and then it goes into Kendall County. So it's the southern portion of King County and all of Kendall County. I think a lot of people get confused and think it's just Aurora because we are based in Aurora, but that's not true. We have a rather large service area, and we, you know, occasionally we'll get people all the way from Plano and a little bit of Plainfield, Yorkville, Oswego, and all the way out to Geneva. And I think what we're, you know, what we're most concerned with at Mutual Ground is providing, a comprehensive victim-centered services for both victims of domestic violence and sexual assault in their service area, while really trying to focus on three type of components: prevention, intervention, and ongoing services. So our prevention efforts start in the schools, and then we also do a lot of community presentations for the prevention piece. The intervention piece would be the shelter and the domestic violence and sexual assault counseling and the children's programs. And then the ongoing services would be that we have a little bit of transitional housing. We have, you know, different referrals and resources we can give. And then also sometimes our clients need ongoing counseling.
So now let's give some tips and tools of people. And let's get into a little bit of what people should be looking out for and, like, literally giving them some resources. So let's talk a little bit about that, because as Ray was saying, people don't like to talk about this. It's a really sore subject. It's a closeted subject. It really is. Nobody likes to talk about these things. So what would you say are some of the things people need to look out for, Michelle?
Well, I think it's important for people to understand that, again, Mutual Ground is not just a shelter. I want people to understand that they can call our office no matter what and no matter what time it is. So we could be a resource not just for victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, but for coworkers and neighbors and colleagues. If you know of somebody or you think that there's something going on with a friend of yours or with a colleague or Mutual Ground, what do I do or how do I approach this? Because I know that my friend, there's something going on and I need help. And so people can call our hotline at any time and get information about that. I think all too often people think, oh no, that's a shelter. Even victims of abuse who think that they have to have been hit or physically abused or sexually assaulted in order to get help. There are people that are living in their own kind of private hell with emotional abuse. Emotional abuse oftentimes from our clients that we see is worse for them than physical abuse because it stays with them, it knocks them down to almost nothing, and makes it really hard to get out of the relationship that they're in. So we want people to know that, no, you don't have to be physically abused to call our hotline or to come in for counseling. Everything's free. It's confidential. We want to talk to you before it gets to that point. And we want you to know that we're open for that. So that's, I think that's a big thing. And as far as people wanting to know what they can do for a victim of domestic violence or sexual assault, the biggest thing I tell people is just be there for support and believe them. That's a key thing, because a lot of victims of domestic violence are feared. They are being told that they're not going to be believed. And so if you believe them and you help them get the help that they need, that's the first step. And why not believe them? What is it going to hurt to believe them? Believe them, get the help that they need, and then, you know, that's the best you can do. And so I think that's really important.
It, definitely. One of the things I wanted to mention as far as making people aware of it, both my wife and I do estimates for our clients, and we've had ladies and men, actually, when we mentioned about our benevolent association with Mutual Ground, break down and cry, because either themselves or someone they know has been involved with this, and they get, you know, ask for additional information. And as far as our employees are concerned, this month they're all wearing this purple shirt, which has this emblem on it. And I just wanted to show you the back of it. You can see it very well. So that helps the ladies get involved with it, our employees get involved with it. And as they're going out into the community, you know, many people will ask them, well, what's that about? What's Miss Molly about? You know, so as they begin to ask questions and get answers, we're spreading the word that way as well.
Yeah, and Ray is right. When I go out and speak in the public, so many people come up to me and they'll tell me about how they used Mutual Ground Services in the past, or they used another organization's services to help them get out of a bad situation. I think it's happening a lot more than people think, and because nobody wanted to talk about it, it was just all behind closed doors. And I think even especially now, with it being October Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and with what all that has happened in the NFL situation with Ray Rice, it's bringing everything to the forefront, and now people, I think, are less afraid to talk about it, and I think a lot more people will open up and get help, and more attention will be paid, and then hopefully more funding will be allotted towards helping victims manage or get through domestic violence and end up on the other side healthy and happy.
So there's a couple of things I would like to bring up. One is Ray being a male. I think more awareness needs to also be brought up that it happens to males, too, not just females. I think that's a really important point. And two, this is a very interesting point that a lot of people do not bring up, is people only think, especially when it comes to physical abuse, there are two types of physical abuse, which I don't think people realize, too. There are men that won't leave marks intentionally because they know if they leave marks, right, they're going to be seen. So they know, they're very talented on still being physically abusive, not leaving marks. It is, and like you said, you need really to believe people when they're talking to you. So I think the decent thing you said, you really need to listen to people. And I think that's so important because a lot of people, they're being, especially like you said, there's, you know, the three kinds of abuse. There's physical, sexual, and emotional. I think emotional, like you said, is really, really, really harming because it does not leave those scars. Yet they're so being beaten down, they have no confidence left. And like you said, it's like to the point where they just want to give up and they have no hope and they're just like in a puddle, if you will. So it's just like, it's devastating for them. So I think that's another one that's really, really harming. And what are some other things that you can say, like, for people really to look for? I think one thing I was looking at for Ray, if for people going to people's homes, when you're going to people's homes, be aware, look for signs. There's a lot of tell signs when you're going to people's homes. Wouldn't you say, Ray?
I would say that's true. Mostly, I think, though, in the emotions of the people when we mention things about Mutual Ground, we can't say, are you abused, you know, because, you know, that's really none of our business. But you can tell by their emotion that they have a problem somewhere, either themselves or a relative or something like that. So at that point, we try to give them a little additional information. And we look for telltale signs in our employees as well. If they're excessive absenteeism or they've talked to one of the other ladies and, we get hints of a problem, we'll just talk to them about what their alternatives are and, of course, give them the phone number, right, so that they can either use it themselves or share it with somebody else.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how big of a problem domestic violence is in corporations and businesses. Just like it wasn't or is in the NFL, corporations and business have a lot of people working for them. And if you think about the fact that 1 in 4 women will be a victim of domestic violence at some point in their lifetime, then you put together a business and you think of 1 of 4 women in their business, I mean, that's a lot of people that could potentially need help. I just heard today that, we go out at Mutual Ground and we hand out these purple ribbons for people so they can wear them in support of awareness of domestic violence. And one place that I brought the ribbons to a young woman, I had handed her a ribbon and she called for our services later and said she had had a domestic violence situation the night before. And I came in, I happened to come in that next morning and hand them ribbons to wear, and she was like, oh my gosh, this is my sign. Like, what am I doing in this relationship? So you never know who you're going to touch that may be going through this silently behind closed doors, and they can go to work and make it seem like it's all fine. Mm-hmm. But like you said, there are some telltale signs for people that, absenteeism, coming in late all the time, right. Looking down, calling their offender all the time, or having to call their offender multiple times, or having their offender calling them multiple times per day. Maybe doesn't have a car, doesn't have any access to resources or doesn't have a checkbook, doesn't have any credit cards. So, you know, that goes along with the economic abuse that some abusers can hold against their victims. So, yeah, there's a lot of signs like that that you can look for. I think some people think, oh, well, if they're wearing a turtleneck or, you know, yeah, but like you said, abusers are very careful and clever, and especially nowadays. You know, if you're an offender, you can't leave a mark on somebody without somebody asking about it and figuring it out. So they're going to do things that are very subtle that'll be just up to that line. And that's what they do just to keep the victim in their within their control. Because it's all about power and control. And so you really want to ask those questions. And then when you ask those questions and you get a reply that maybe somebody is going through domestic violence, I think the first thing you have to do and the first thing we do at Mutual Ground is listen. You just have to listen. Yep. And sometimes that's all people want is for you to listen to them and without judgment. So listen without judgment and then give them the tools that they need. Don't tell them what to do. They're adults. Tell them what they can do and then let them make the decisions that they need to make.
And definitely look for the signs in everybody you meet. You know, that, and just help them as much as you can by giving them a little bit of information because they really need to take that step. If they can't make up their mind to take that step, then they're not going to be able to be helped.
And the other telltale sign that I always find is really important is someone constantly have to check in. Let's say you ask them to go someplace. Like, oh, I have to check in. I have to ask my partner. I have to ask my husband. That's another huge one. When they constantly have to ask permission to go out or have to have permission, you know, so you're asking them to go to dinner or you're asking them to go to lunch or you're asking them to do anything and they're constantly have to ask permission to do so. That's a biggie. Yeah.
Well, it makes very happy to hear that Ray, employers like Ray and Martha are paying attention to those signs because really these employers are again, they're our partners in trying to get the message out there and let victims know, hey, if something's going on, you can tell your employer and we're going to get you help. And that's why it's important that, and it's awesome to me that Ray and Martha partner with us so that it's a direct line if his employees need help. And I really commend him for that. For this many years and staying with it and just always being such a huge support.
All of our managers know, obviously many of the ladies don't want to talk to me you know, just because of my gender. So all of our managers know that basically they know the signs. They know they can, you know, talk to the individual employee and then they may mention it to us and then we'll go ahead and, you know, help from our end as much as we possibly can. But it's sometimes it's difficult to approach someone if you think there's, you know, something going on, but we try to say it in such a way that we're not offending them.
I think it'd be really important also for all of us reaching out and getting corporations to get programs. Like now in schools they have bullying programs. I think it'd be really great in all corporations to start putting programs in to have someone come in like Michelle and speak about these types of things as to what they can do. Yeah, they have programs in there for, you know, don't do innuendos in terms of sexual comments. But let's put programs in there not just about bullying, but let's put programs in there, hey, these are things that you can do if you're in these situations about emotional, physical, and sexual abuse at home. Yes, they're trying to avoid lawsuits and get, you know, in case someone does something that's sexual in the, you know, corporate arena. Like you can't say this or you can't do that, you can't touch, you know, all this stuff. But let's put programs in our corporations for people that are in these situations at home.
Well, look how many times.
Really gets the head.
Yeah, and look how many times the corporation or the agency or the storefront has been shot up, and you have innocent bystanders. Well, they're all innocent, but you have bystanders who are not even part of the relationship that are also being killed as a result
innocent
of these
victims.
Domestic violence situations that are going on. So, yeah, it's a huge deal for employers to take this seriously. And places like Mutual Ground, I mean, we're under the umbrella of the Illinois Domestic Violence Coalition and the Coalition Against Sexual Assault. So we go downstate and we talk to all of the directors of all the programs across the state, and we all talk to each other about what kind of trends are going on. And one of the big things that we're all noticing is that we really want to get into these corporations, and they all provide the same kind of service. You know, we will go, if an employer is watching this right now, we will come in and do presentations, and I know we've done that here.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's a really good resource, and it's free right now. It's free. and so I think that it would behoove employers to use that, utilize that service before something does happen.
I agree. I think it's a really valuable tool. I think that would really behoove any employer to do that. So I think it's a really great thing that you're doing. The other thing I do want to put out there to anyone who's going through anything, because I think a lot of people are afraid to leave because this is the most dangerous time, just know to reach out to someone like Michelle. Because, yes, it is the most dangerous time when you're trying to leave. However, it is possible. However, yes, you have to go to someone like Michelle to put a plan in place. Is it possible to leave? Yes, 100%. I encourage anyone to do it. However, just don't go do it on your own. Make sure you go see someone like Michelle. Put a plan in place. However, don't be scared not to leave. Do it. Be empowered. Go find someone like Michelle and put something in place that is safe.
And don't be afraid that when you call Mutual Ground, somebody's going to tell you, you have to leave your offender. You have to leave the relationship now. We're not going to do that. We put safety plans put them together for victims no matter what place they are in the relationship. So if you don't want to leave your offender right now, call us still and we'll talk to you about a safety plan we can put together while you're still living with that person if you still want to make it work. Let's talk about some things you can do even in the relationship to keep yourself more safe. And then if you are leaving, we'll put together a separate safety plan that will help you stay more safe, and maybe that means an order of protection and maybe that means shelter, who knows. But we can really work with you wherever you're at. And we're not going to tell you what to do. And we're not going to judge you for not doing what you think you should be doing.
Exactly. I just wanted to put it out there because that is such a big, it's just such a big subject.
Absolutely.
So many people, you and I talked a little bit before, and we get so judged by that. I know I heard all the time from my family and my mother and other people, why didn't you just leave? It was so bad. Why did you stay? And it is such a dangerous time. Yet it is feasible. However, you do need to go somewhere to get the proper tools to do it. And so I really encourage anyone to go seek someone like Michelle to get the proper tools to do things properly. I just don't want people thinking, oh, I can't do it. It's not feasible. It's not doable. And it is doable.
Yeah, and I think sometimes people, when you're in it, and when you're in the throes of a domestic violence, when you're in that situation, it's really hard for you to put together a plan on your own because there's so much going on and there's just so much happening and it's scary and you don't know what's going to happen next and you're walking on eggshells. If you can have somebody kind of look in the situation from the outside and help you put together that plan, I think you're in a much better place for sure. And also I wanted to mention or bring back what you said about men. We do help men. Men are able to get all the same services that women are able to get at Mutual Ground besides the shelter. But if a man is in emergency situation, we will absolutely help him with a different type of shelter if need be. We're just not set up there at Mutual Ground to have males and females, but we will help in any way we can, and we do recognize this as a problem with men. And so if there are any men watching this, I encourage you to just step forward too and remember that it's confidential. There's no judgment, and you need to get help just as much. So,
One of the things that I thought Michelle would like to mention is who is the person who commits these things against other people? Where do they come from? I know you can speak better on this than I can, but from what I understand, children who are abused sometimes become the abuser.
Yeah. Ray's right. This is a learned behavior. You don't come out of the womb and be an abuser. I mean, you learn this growing up that this is the way you treat people, and especially this is the way you treat your intimate partner, because domestic violence is way more directed than just being angry at the world. If you grow up in a home where you're constantly seeing your dad physically or emotionally abuse your mother, it becomes that's the way it goes, and that's the way life is, and you don't get to see kind of what a healthy relationship looks like. So yeah, it's really important. And that's why our prevention programs are so important. Getting in to talk to those kids before they start getting into a dating relationship to let them know, hey, no, that's not how you talk to somebody that you love, in showing them what a healthy relationship looks like. And I think it's very important. It doesn't just happen, it doesn't just happen. It's a learned thing. And so we have to get in there and break that cycle. That's sort of the intergenerational cycle that happens. And if we can get in there early, then there's a chance that kids will grow up and be able to have healthy, happy relationships moving forward.
So, Ray, what are some of the last things that you would love to put out there for people? We talked about your love for what you do in your business. You've put out there some really great tips and tools for people. What are some of the last things that you'd like to say and you'd love people to know about you and your business?
That we're passionate about what we do. We're passionate about the benevolent association with Mutual Ground, and that we're trying to get the word out. I think a long time ago, we had an employee who said that the best time of her day was coming to work. Now, I'm not saying she was abused or anything, but you know, that made an impression on me, that we are making an impression on our employees that, you know, they like coming to work, and when they go home, their work actually begins at home, dealing with their children and dealing with their spouse. You know, so, like I said, we just want people to be happy, and we want to show them how they can be happy.
And now, what is a website or a contact information you'd like to leave people with?
We do have a web page, and it's if you Googled it, it would be Molly Maid of Aurora, Naperville area. And our phone number here is 630-966-2566.
Can you repeat that one more time, please?
Oh, sure. Our phone number is 630-966-2566.
I guess some people are listening, and then some people will be watching the video, so that's why I have that done twice.
Certainly. One more time?
And we laugh as well. And Michelle, what are some wonderful tips that you'd like to end this with?
Well, I think that first I'd like to say thank you to Ray, Martha, and Molly Maid for all the help that they've given us over the years to reach out to domestic violence victims and get them the help that they need. And I also would like to thank them because they're coming out to our Walk for Hope. That's this Saturday, the 18th, at Fabian Forest Preserve. We're walking in solidarity with victims' families, and anybody else in the community that wants to promote awareness about domestic violence and sexual assault for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's a 5K. We're looking for help with that. The money that's raised from that event is helping us to continue with these services that go directly to victims and their families, and we need the help. And so I appreciate this this opportunity to put that out there as well. And I think from a standpoint of personally and Mutual Ground, I'm very passionate about what we do at Mutual Ground. I've been there for 14 years. I adore this organization. I think we're an amazing organization doing amazing things, and I just want to tell everybody. And I think that anybody who wants to get involved with us, we have wonderful volunteer opportunities, so you can get involved that way. Otherwise, we're always looking for sponsorship opportunities, partnership opportunities. We're growing and changing every day and trying to stay in front of the needs of the people we serve. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. And what's your website at Mutual Ground?
Our website is www.mutualground.org, and the website for the walk is www.mgwalkforhope.com. But if you go to the website for Mutual Ground, you'll be able to get through it there. So it's mutualground.org. That's all you have to remember. And then our hotline number, in case there is anybody who's going through domestic violence or sexual assault who needs help anytime, day or night, is 630-897-0080 or 630-897-8383.
Okay. Now you can do that one more time, the number slower.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have a tendency to talk. Yeah. So our website is mutualground.org, and our phone numbers are, these are the hotlines that are anytime, day or night, 630-897-0080 or 630-897-8383.
And the good news is I'll have this in a blog post, so the numbers will be on there slower. And I'll put them in. Have a graphic on the back end.
All right, thank
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic.
So it's been an absolute joy having you both, And thank you so much for bringing such valuable content to the Community Voices. And it's been a really great awareness because it really is a topic that is not talked about openly. So thank you so much for sharing all this. You guys are both beautiful. You have wonderful hearts. And thank you for doing all that you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So this has been Community Voices with Carlissa Thorne. Thank you so much for joining us. And I look forward to being with you next week. Have a great day, everybody.